Welcome to the Clinical Research Coach Podcast. This is a podcast where you'll learn tips, technologies, and tools to improve the mindset of your team to be able to maximize and optimize your trials so that you can bring life-saving treatments to patients even faster. I'm Leanne Wolke. I've worked in the clinical research industry for years. I've also been an entrepreneur and a coach for Tony Robbins. Join me for this groundbreaking podcast where we'll discuss the things that matter. So Einstein said that insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. Yet for years in clinical trials and clinical research, that's exactly what we've done. We've done the same thing over and over and over. Certainly, we've begun to implement technology and other tools to try to shorten the time frame to make the burden less on sites as well as patients and to increase efficiencies in things like patient payments and site payments. But what else could we be asking? Tony Robbins says that there's never a matter of resources, but always it's always a matter of resourcefulness. So how could we be even more resourceful? Now, another thing that Tony says is, if you want a better answer, ask a better question. What are the questions that we're asking in clinical research? Could we ask better questions? What questions might we ask that would help us look for those answers that perhaps are right in front of our eyes? Often, people in the clinical research industry are so embedded in the thoughts and ways that we've been operating for years that we fail to see those blind spots, those spots that are perhaps right outside our vision, but we can't even see them. It's kind of like if you go to the cabinet and you look for the salt and you can't find the salt, and your husband says, well, where's the salt? You're like, it's not there. And then they go, and of course they pick it right off the shelf and hand it to you and say, how could you miss this? It was right here. But when you're convinced you can't find the answer, you won't. So what are those questions that we should be asking? What are those questions that if we had the answers to, they would completely revolutionize our trials and get those life-saving treatments to patients even faster? Now, one of the common things I hear in patient recruitment is, well, the sites just aren't recruiting fast enough. So the thought was, okay, well, let's get the sites up to speed faster. So there were often payment increases or bonuses for those sites that could get up to speed quickly. However, what we've seen time and time again is sites get up to speed, and yet there's that delay before the first patient in. What if we were to ask the question, how can we increase first patient in? Or even, how about how can we maximize enrollment at each site? How can we support the sites to get them the tools, the resources, the information to become our raving fans? We've all heard about the sites that say, sponsor XYZ, or that monitor is a pain in the patootie. And yet we expect those people to perform for us. Now think about when you go somewhere that you love. If you maybe go to Starbucks for coffee every morning and you love it because you walk in and your barista knows your name. And they say, hey, good morning. How are you, Joe? It's so good to see you. And then when you get your coffee, it's not, oh, hey, number 23, your coffee is ready. It's, Joe, your double mocha latte with oat milk is here at the bar for you. They've created a raving fan, which is what keeps us going back time and time again. Now, if we could do that with clinical trials, our sites would feel the same way. They would feel like, yes, I'm going to do that for sponsor XYZ because I love that person. They get me, they support me, and I really want to do a great job. So how can we create raving fan culture in our sites? That's the question I'm inviting you to ponder today. If you'd like additional help in looking for those ideas that would really revolutionize your trials, please reach out to me. You can reach out to me at clinicalresearchcoach.com or just respond here on the podcast. I look forward to continuing to help you optimize your trials to get those life-saving treatments to patients as quickly as possible. Bye for now. Thanks so much for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Clinical Research Coach. If you did, please go ahead, like, subscribe, and leave a comment below. If you have any questions or would like some support in optimizing your trials, please reach out. You can find us at clinicalresearchcoach.com or just respond to us on the podcast. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you again soon. Bye for now.